On Friday's front page, a one-year progress report from the White House makes clear the president is still looking for ways to make Pakistan stop functioning as a safe haven for terrorists and insurgents. A standalone bill to repeat the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is gaining momentum on Capitol Hill. And from Google and Harvard, a new way to analyze cultural trends. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist to give you peace of mind. If your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone and immediately puts you in contact with a 911 operator. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says the progress report from the White House shows how Pakistan remains a problem for President Obama. Mr. Obama had this to say as he looked back on 2010.
Progress has not come fast enough. So we will continue to insist to Pakistani leaders that terrorist safe havens within their borders must be dealt with.
One of Mr. Obama's top aides says the bottom line is the U.S. has little influence, little access, and little credibility in Pakistan. So far, the Pakistanis have brushed off Washington's threats to link U.S. military aid to their response on counterterrorism. The progress report said American forces can begin withdrawing from Afghanistan on schedule in July. The report said the U.S. had halted inroads there by the Taliban. It also said the U.S. is continuing to kill leaders of al-Qaeda, but it said the gains could be undone. At the far left side of page one, an FDA panel is moving to bar Avastin as a treatment for breast cancer. Avastin is a so-called blockbuster drug. It's also used to treat colon, lung, and brain tumors. Taking breast cancer off the list is upsetting some women who say Avastin has been helping to keep them alive. But some patient advocacy groups say Avastin has never been shown to prolong lives. Friday's page one profiles Mark Madoff, who committed suicide last week amid the burdens of being Bernie Madoff's son. Mark Madoff faced continuing suspicion and lawsuits. Friends say he was particularly upset by news articles that repeatedly said he was under investigation for some role in his father's financial scheme. Mark Madoff understood how toxic his identity had become. His wife had gone to court for a name change, not just for her, but for her children. Three more Republican senators agreed to vote to end the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy for the military. The measure was originally part of a broader military bill. That failed when Senate Democrats couldn't break a Republican filibuster last week. Now supporters have introduced a standalone bill. They're framing it as a civil rights matter. Republican Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Olympia Snow of Maine say they're ready to vote for it. A project that has backing from Google means centuries of books can be scanned for specific words and phrases. Google has opened up a database of nearly 5.2 million digitized books. Anyone with a computer can plug in a string of up to 5 words and see a graph charting the use of that phrase over time. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist. If ever your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone. Bypassing call centers, you're immediately put in contact with a 911 operator, and Sync will even deliver an urgent message to the emergency operator if you're unable to respond. That's peace of mind made possible by Sync. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Friday's Times, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was released on bail. Outside the London prison where he spent 9 days, Assange said he'd continue to fight extradition to Sweden for questioning about alleged sexual offenses. He has to spend every night there, and under the terms of his bail, he'll be monitored in other ways as well. The new chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee is Republican Congressman Peter King from Long Island. He plans to investigate what he calls the radicalization of American Muslims. He says he's responding to concerns from law enforcement officials. Friday's Times has two major obituaries. First, director Blake Edwards is dead. He made movies as different as Breakfast at Tiffany's and The Pink Panther, which starred Peter Sellers as the bumbling detective Inspector Clouseau. Edwards also made several movies with Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, and he was nominated for an Oscar for Victor Victoria. That 1983 film starred his wife, Julie Andrews. Blake Edwards was 88. Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Feller died. In the 1930s, he threw pitches the batters could barely see. His fastballs approached 100 miles an hour. He pitched 3 no-hitters and 12 one-hitters. In this recent interview, he said the best hitter he ever faced was Ted Williams.
Trying to sneak a fastball by Ted Williams, like trying to sneak a sunbeam by a rooster in the morning. Now, Ted and I were great friends. We'd visit before the ball games. We had a great relationship. It's only a game. It's all manufactured for the entertainment of the public.
Feller said in August he was being treated for leukemia. More recently, he'd had pneumonia. Bob Feller, dead at 92. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the front page to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.